Acts 1:5 repeats this promise from the lips of the resurrected and soon to be ascended Lord Jesus. John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Now that is the third reference to the Holy Spirit of God in the first chapter of the book called the Acts of the Apostles. It introduces the greatly misunderstood subject of the baptism with the Holy Spirit. Now, concerning that subject, Dr. Merrill Unger has written, "Confusion is widespread and appalling. Fanaticism is rampant. Abuses abound." A study of the Bible teaching concerning the baptism of the Holy Spirit is both imperative and rewarding. So let us begin a study of the baptism with the Holy Spirit with recognition of a few significant facts. First, the expression "baptism of the Holy Spirit" is never used in the Bible. It speaks of a baptism with the Holy Spirit and a baptism by the Holy Spirit, but never a baptism of the Holy Spirit. Second, there are some 75 references to baptism in the New Testament, but only in 7 verses is it referring to a baptism with or by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, the emphasis of the New Testament is not on a baptism by the Spirit. Third, the baptism with the Holy Spirit is mentioned only 4 times in the Gospels, Matthew 3, Mark 1, Luke 3, and John 1, and each reference is to a future event promised to the disciples. Four, the baptism with the Holy Spirit is mentioned by name only 2 in the book of Acts. Acts 1:5 records the promise of Jesus that the disciples would be baptized with the Holy Spirit very soon, and Acts 11:16 is Peter's reference to that promise and its application to the day of Pentecost. Fifth, baptism by the Holy Spirit is referred to by name only 1 time in the New Testament epistles, 1 Corinthians 12:13. And sixth, there are more references to the filling with the Spirit than the baptism with or by the Holy Spirit. We must conclude, therefore, that the main thrust of the New Testament is on the filling and ministry of the Holy Spirit rather than on His baptizing ministry. However, the Bible refers to the baptism with and by the Holy Spirit, and there is widespread confusion concerning its meaning and application today. So, it is important for us to understand what the Bible says of it. First, what is the baptism by the Holy Spirit? The baptism by the Holy Spirit is that act of God whereby He makes a sinner become a saint by joining him to Jesus Christ and making the eternal life of God flow through him as a member of Christ's body. It is the miracle of grace by which the penitent believer is brought out of spiritual death and darkness into spiritual light and life. Baptism by the Holy Spirit joins a person to Christ as a member of His body. Now consider the relation of the baptism by the Spirit with other events which transpire at conversion. The new birth puts divine life within. The baptism joins one to Christ. The indwelling is the continuing presence of the Holy Spirit within the human spirit, while baptism is the enduring union of the believer to Christ. The sealing of the Spirit is His act of identification and preservation of the believer unto eternity, while the baptism is the joining of the believer to Christ through time. The anointing is the coming of the Spirit to qualify a person to serve, while the baptism is oneness with Christ. Water baptism is the visible symbol of the spiritual reality of Spirit baptism. Filling by the Spirit is the Spirit's control over one's life, while baptism by the Spirit is one's union with Jesus Christ. Remember, baptism of the Spirit always has to do with position. It refers to one's relationship to Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:13 reads, "For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body." Baptism by the Spirit is always related to man's union with the body of Christ. Second, is baptism by the Holy Spirit just another term for filling with the Holy Spirit? Well, absolutely not. They're very distinct, as these statements indicate. First, baptism by the Spirit is never commanded of a Christian. Filling is commanded. Second, baptism by the Spirit is always once for all and past tense. It's aorist tense in the Greek. Filling is continuous and present tense. Third, baptism by the Spirit places one into the body of Christ, while the filling gives one the power to serve Christ. Fourth, baptism by the Spirit is universal among Christians, according to 1 Corinthians 12:13. By one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, while the filling is not universal. Fifth, penitent faith is the only condition to baptism by the Spirit, while the conditions to filling are confession, faith, surrender, and so forth. And sixth, baptism by the Spirit has to do with position, relationship with Christ. Filling of the Spirit has to do with power, service for Christ. Yes, there is a definite distinction between the baptism with the Holy Spirit and the filling with the Holy Spirit. The baptism is one, the fillings are many. Third, what is the element and who is the agent in the baptism by the Holy Spirit? Now observe that references to baptism with the Holy Spirit fall into a future tense and a past tense in the Bible. Every reference in the Gospels and in Acts 1 was future. You shall be baptized. He shall baptize you. And in each instance where the baptism was spoken of as future, Jesus was the agent, the baptizer, and the Holy Spirit was the element. Now those promises were fulfilled on the first Christian Pentecost of Acts 2. After that, Jesus is never spoken of as the baptizer again. His gift of the Holy Spirit engulfed believers and formed the spiritual body of Christ. Now, after that first Christian Pentecost, the Holy Spirit is spoken of as the baptizer, and the body of Christ becomes the element into which a penitent believer is placed by the Holy Spirit. That is the one body into which every believer is placed at conversion. Jesus does not baptize believers with the Holy Spirit today. The Spirit of God is the agent of God on earth in this dispensation. So He calls men to Christ, convicts them of sin, borns them into the family of God, seals them unto the day of redemption, indwells their human spirit, and effects every ministry of God in relation to them. Now, since the penitent believer is born of the Spirit, he is placed into Christ by the Holy Spirit. So that placing in Christ is the baptism by the Spirit. Number four, what signs prove the baptism by the Holy Spirit has come? Well, none. Not one. Contrary to widespread opinion, speaking in tongues is not a sign one has been baptized by the Holy Spirit. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 12:13 that by one Spirit are ye all baptized into one body, but then added in verse 30 of that same chapter that all did not speak with tongues. Baptism by the Spirit is no indication that one is filled with superior grace, nor that he is extraordinarily holy. On the contrary, the Spirit baptized believers who lived in Corinth were blessed with every spiritual gift, but were so carnal that Paul had to deal with them as spiritual infants. The Spirit baptized Galatians were in danger of departing from the gospel. Now, how is baptism by the Holy Spirit related to baptism in water? Well, the baptism by the Spirit is the reality, and the baptism in water is the symbol. The baptism by the Spirit comes at conversion. Baptism in water comes at confession. To say it another way, baptism by the Spirit is conversion and occurs at that point. Baptism in water is the confession of conversion and comes later. And what are the results of the baptism by the Holy Spirit? I mentioned four. First, baptism by the Spirit makes the believer a member of the body of Christ. Second, baptism by the Spirit causes the believer to put on Christ. Third, baptism by the Spirit causes the believer to die and be raised with Christ. And fourth, baptism by the Spirit creates unity among all who believe in Christ. So, dear Christian, do not permit misunderstanding nor fanaticism to keep you from the joy of this blessed truth. Set your heart to know the fullness of the Holy Spirit and commit your life to serve God in the sufficiency which His Spirit provides.